Long before General Taguba issued his report, the International Committee of the Red Cross had come to similar conclusions. It had spoken privately to U.S. officials about concerns that prisoners in Iraq were being abused, and in a report issued confidentially in February, the Red Cross said abuse tantamount to torture had been going on for more than a year. Today, the agency is under criticism for not making its findings public. Joining us now is Antonella Notari. She's the spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC. Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Now, first, your report says Iraqi prisoners were detained in ways that violated the Geneva Conventions. Can you give us some examples?
Well, I think the report is quite clear about that. In particular, it emphasizes the point that there was a system and a pattern in place of ill treatment of prisoners who were suspected to have particular intelligence value or to have been involved in security attacks. So these people were at the highest risk of being ill treated in view of or during interrogation, and I think that's one of the main points that the report makes.
That it was systematic abuse?
Yes.
Contradicting what President Bush and the administration is saying, that it was an isolated situation.
Yes, in a certain sense, yes. We have confirmed that we have observed a pattern and a system in place against this particular group, in particular of prisoners with high intelligence value, and that we had seen it in a series of places of detention.
Now, you say you make these reports in confidence, and you're under criticism today for doing so. Why do you do that? Why don't you make them public and therefore could apply greater pressure through the public on the officials in charge?
I think it's important to understand that our prime objective is to be and remain on the long term and on a regular basis in the places of detention with the prisoners, visiting the prisoners, talking to them in all confidence, and then to try and act with the detaining authorities or to pressure the detaining authorities in our discussions, in our interventions, to improve and change the situation. If we were to make public what we know, what we hear, and what we see in places of detention, not only in Iraq, but across the world where we visit, we would lose access to such places of detention. And for us, it's extremely important, and for the prisoners even more, that we are able to be present on the long run, continuously and regularly, to try and improve the situation there. I'm not claiming that the ICRC always has an immediate effect and always can prevent or stem abuses that are occurring. But I know that the ICRC's work, for having done it myself, has an effect. And I know that for the prisoners, it's an extremely important presence, and which brings them a certain form of security and a certain form of hope. There are other ways to counter abuse, public ways, by other organizations or instances. Those are not to be discredited at all, but they're not our way.
Antonella Notari is the spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Geneva. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.